Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Glad you joined us today. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show is conscious creation, which is an alchemy of emotion. It's being able to create in a way that you haven't been able to figure out before. And hopefully we'll give you some pieces of information that will make you want to think outside the box, because that's something we're really good at doing, because we have to.
Well, and what we're going to do today is we've been looking through our material, and we want to give you something that you never heard, not just from us, but you haven't heard, and ways of looking at it a little differently. Conscious creation is being aware of what's going on with us. And so we were thinking, too, that it might be fun to talk about, in my book, Heart and Soul Healing, which is a very large book, it's about 500 pages, we haven't shared any of those, much of that, okay? And we haven't shared much, well, we have shared a little bit about the art of transference, but not very much. So we thought maybe we'd look at a dream, because a dream is when you have something and it's starting to give you insight on your creation, okay? Now, the dream is kind of out there a ways, it's far out, but nevertheless, sometimes our dreams give us insights in what we should do or how we should look at it or why we're here. Do you have anything to say, Anne?
No, I'm going to go ahead and read this.
Oh, okay. Okay, but you have several things you outline. You looked at, Nancy. You had the sphere of creation, and you had, we must have five other things we looked at.
And when we start talking about dreams and how to pay attention to our dreams because they help us give insight, sometimes dreams aren't always pleasant. So we're not suggesting that all of your dreams are going to help you in your creation, but often we have a technique called lucid dreaming, if you want to look that up. Lucid dreaming is in the creation techniques on our website, which is kenpage.com. You can also find some information about lucid dreaming in The Way It Works, which is a book. Scroll down the bottom of the homepage. It's a free book. You can read in many different languages, including English. And these are helpful ways that you can actually use your dream time. When Ken's talking about a dream, it's a dream that he was having, and he wrote about it. And what it was it gave him insight in how he wished to create for his future path, or where he was supposed to be, wherever that was in that journey. So the many techniques that we have about dreaming are separate from some of the techniques we have about conscious creation. So we're not going to imply that this show is about dreams. This show is a dream is a tool that can help you create, and many other tools are available to help you create. And a lot of tools we've been talking about in many of these different shows. So listen to our archives here on HealthyLife.net, and you'll find a lot of different ways that you can begin to look at things in a different way. And the first thing that I heard you say, Ken, was awareness. And even I think last week's show, we talked about how to find awareness, or one of the other shows that we've gotten in the last couple weeks. So those are ways that you can get to a place where you are recognizing or you're aware that what you're creating may not be along the lines of what you'd like it to be. So today's show on conscious creation is how do we create in a way that's conscious so that we know as we're creating, this is what I want to manifest and not something else.
And this particular, the dream also started to, it was telling me what I'm here for. And so that was information that I wasn't privy to or wasn't conscious of. Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
Yeah, let me go. I'll take it. No problem. So initially when we said the title, it was Conscious Creation and Alchemy of Emotion. And to define the word alchemy, well, that's from, it's a Greek word, and it refers to that ancient Egyptian art of Alexandria when alchemists could take base elements and they could make them into silver and gold. Well, that's kind of magical sounding. And so one of the other factors of creation is that even ascended masters and certain magicians throughout history, if you want to call it that, have had the power to transmute different things. Well, emotion means energy in motion. That's the state of active expression. So we're talking about a little bit of awareness here first and how we're aware of how we are creating. And our creations begin with how we think, how we speak, and how we communicate, how we look at energy, which is the energy in motion, which is emotion. So one of the things that we have found by human communication, it consists of about 55% is your body language, 38% is your voice tone, and only 7% is your spoken word. And that's a pretty important thing when you start talking about communication between people. And often it's the communication that we have with ourselves and the communication we have with others that will create what occurs in the next moment or in 5 minutes from then or in the next week.
Yes, but I think it's really hard for us to believe that when a person communicates, 55% of what I'm getting from them is body language, you know, as they're communicating, and 38% is the way their tone is, and only 5% is what they're 7% is only what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no wonder we're crazy. I mean, you know, because I'm trying to take that 7% and base everything around what they're saying. And maybe we're not taking in consideration the way their body language is or the tones. It's very confusing,
maybe.
I think.
Well, it's the entire package. And if we're going to have conscious creation, we need to be aware of the way, first, that we even communicate within our own world and how much emotion we put into our creating. And emotion, as we just said, simple thing, energy in motion. We're capable, because we generate emotion, we're capable of collapsing even our own barriers or our shields or our guards or the way that we communicate with self, because the communication with self equates to the communication with higher self. And that's where we want to begin our creating. We want to begin creating in a way that we know this is how I want to do it, this is what I want to manifest, and it's not in a different way. And it begins with the basics of how we communicate in every way.
But if somebody was talking to me and they put their hands on their hips and gave me a body language, it's, you know, they didn't want to do it, or I was putting them out or something, I would not even listen to anything, I guess. I mean,
no, you wouldn't. You would be saying, if someone was pointing at me or had nasty body language, I would be paying attention to that, versus if they were saying, it's okay, I'm going to do it anyway, it's fine, I wouldn't have heard the words. Even if I was an audio or a visual person, I'm visual, I'm looking at the body language, and then the words that are communicated are in a way, not necessarily rejected, but they don't have the same attention that the rest of the emotional energy that is happening has in our minds. They don't have the same attention.
And we know it's true. NCIS is one of the shows we like to watch, and whenever they're interrogating, they're watching their body language and they're watching the way they act and all those things. They can tell if the person did it or not. So I guess, you know, I guess it's a science that we react to, but we really don't understand.
Well, see, the first thing about communication for creation is, do we even know what's in our own heart? Do we even know the feelings that are in our own heart? So, for example, if I were to say to you, how are you? Do you automatically say, oh, I'm fine, when in fact you're unhappy? Maybe you're unhappy with your job, or you're sick, or you're tired of listening to somebody else, or your friend is just irrational. I mean, if you're not fine, why would you say, I'm fine? And when we act this way, we're actually giving ourselves a message that shuts down or deadens part of our spirit inside. We are not listening to the way we're communicating to others or to ourselves. We're not within our own commitment. We're not within our own personal integrity of self.
Yeah, but then you have the other example where you ask, how are you? And then all of a sudden they start telling you, and you didn't want to really hear it. All you want to do is just
you don't do it
because somebody's going to tell you their whole life story.
And you don't necessarily want to tie up 15 minutes of your time by saying, it's a standard phrase, how are you? And most people will just say fine, when in fact they're not. And so I guess the answer to that, or the response to that, would be, well, if you don't have 15 minutes, then I will just say I'm fine, and we can go on and talk about something else. But if you really want to know, I have time to tell.
Well, that brings me up to this. I went on the the Way It Works and about lying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that really shows you how much people respond in certain ways, okay?
This is such a great, great article. We were blown away by the statistics.
Yeah, and we've given you this before in a show, but remember, the University of Virginia did a whole survey on lying, okay? And the results showed that the students told lies 77% with all strangers. So that goes back to what you were just saying. 77% of everything that a stranger that we don't know is probably not the truth, because we're only telling them enough not to be courteous but not communicate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the way our body language would be. So that was, you know, I was just looking at that one part there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then how much do kids tell their parents? I like that one.
Oh.
How many times do children lie to their parents?
Okay, but these were college students, so mm-hmm. I don't know how children they were, mm-hmm. but college students told lies to their mother, you know, when they're talking on the phone, how are you, dear, and you're at college, and she's at home, and 46% of everything they say was not true.
It's like that's half the time.
Okay, so that would make your mother go crazy, because she's feeling or sensing what you're saying, and all of a sudden there would be no feeling, or she would know. Remember, when you lie, you actually cover up the lie, so energetically they won't sense or feel that you're not in alignment with it. So that's that part that you feel like a wall coming down, or you feel very uncomfortable. And many of you are picking that up from the people who are close to you if they should say something where they don't want to hurt your feelings or something's not right. They'll put a wall come down, and we all are aware of that wall.
Mm-hmm. And in order to consciously create what you choose in your life, you have to be paying attention to how you're communicating with yourself. And lying is not the way to get in touch with your spirit, because that is not in integrity. How far is your truth from your authentic self? How far away is it? Is it in alignment? Is it separate from your own purpose for actually being here on the planet? I mean, you know, how numb are you to the emotions that you hold within your heart? And sometimes we numb those emotions that we hold in our heart because nobody wants to hear it, or nobody wants to feel it, or it's not coming out. My world's not what I want inside my heart is not representative of what's outside.
And so, like, again, if I put a wall down, the Aborigine said, that's the greatest challenge we have, to communicate with our own higher creative self. Because once I've lied, I put that wall, it has also insulated me from my creative higher self. So when we get caught into that, caught up in that energy, it also makes us very, very linear, to where we are very small and only acting to please another, I guess.
Yeah. So you're basically shortchanging yourself when you're doing things like that. If you're not honestly alive and telling the truth and being truthful to what you know inside yourself, you're not actually even living your own life. But if you're not living your life, then who's going to live your life? You know, how can we begin to live a life with enthusiasm and joy and begin to create what we choose if we're not honestly in our own commitment to ourselves? So if we're honest with ourselves, if we go to the heart of the matter, if we get in touch with our innermost feelings, then we can begin to lift that veil between us and our higher self. We can then communicate easier. It's easier for us, by the way, to have a quiet mind. And we've said all along, one of the easiest ways to have a quiet mind, if your mind is full of chatter and you can't hear your higher self, is to go ahead and do something physical. That's the more physically active you are, the quieter and calmer your mind can become. And then it's easier to begin to communicate with your higher self and then consciously create.
And also that technique we've given you a few times, and that is to find a place across the wall, you know, across the room from you, and keep your chin straight, but then just keep your chin straight with that place you're looking at, and then with your eyes look up at the ceiling. And that'll take you out of your emotions. And when you get out of your emotions, it quiets your mind. Most people, when they get into their emotions, look down and they spiral into their emotions. So by getting out of your emotions, and then, again, go to the way it works, and there's a technique there on how to communicate with your higher self. And it's a real, real simple technique, and it works. See, most people call us and say, I want to know this, I want to know that. And I said, well, have you looked within yourself? No, I haven't done that. I'd rather you give me an answer than me get the answer. So that would be communicating with higher self, and the way it works has that in there.
Yeah. And so we've been talking about emotions, and they're the foundation of what our dreams hold. And they're the foundation to creating what's in our heart's desire. If you're able to formulate a question in your head, like, you know, how come I'm not getting this the way I want it, or how come this isn't working out, you've already got the answer within yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the ability to even ask the question in the first place, you know. So communicating with your higher self, allowing yourself to find out what it is that you're looking to create for yourself, is another tool for you to use.
So let's just say, what if my higher creative self wants to give me insight? He can't do it during the day, can't call me up on the phone, so maybe some of this leaks through my dreams, or maybe it's just a way in my dreams to open up another part of my mind that allows that information to come through. But then again, who wants to hear it? Because it would only apply to you. And so sometimes we get this profound information about ourselves or insight about our future, and yet we can't share it or we can't communicate it because nobody else would understand it. It's just our dreams talking to us.
So Ken wrote his dream down because he had it over and over and over again. And it's one of the, it's a prologue. This book, The Heart of Soul Healing, is one of the prerequisites that we ask people to go through if they're going to come to our 9-day intensive course, which is everything you ever wanted to know about energy, and probably more than you actually thought you wanted to know. But you usually go out of here very balanced and very, very clear of your past. And the prologue in this book is called The Dream. So I'm going to read what Ken had written here, because this is his dream. And like all of us, our dreams giving us information, Maybe they're stories, and that's one of the ways that we tell ourselves it's okay for us to look a little deeper into ourselves to how we want to create. And your story is no different than Ken's story, and his story is no different than my story. But some of us may find that this resonates within us, little parts of this. So just listen. This is the prologue on the dream from the book. My home planet has a purple-violet atmosphere, 9 moons, and few inhabitants. I live within a 10-square-mile energy bubble, built and terraced on the slopes of a large, snow-capped mountain range. Visitors are mesmerized by the crystal-blue, sparkling waters that cascade down from a nearby mountain and through the middle of the land and meets the wide river below. The air is sweet, pure, vigorous, and fortifies all our physical needs. We get our nourishment from the air we pranic breathe, allowing us to happily forego other nourishment. So now we're going to take a small commercial break. I hope that's giving you a nice taste for the rest of the dream, and I'm going to continue reading that from our book when we come right back from this commercial break.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about conscious creation, and Nancy was just into the dream. So let's go back to that, if you would, Nancy.
Yeah, the dream, which is Ken's story of how he wanted to create. The outside surface of my bubble is gold and reflective like a mirror, making it invisible to most. I have many close companions living with me, though none of them are human. Remember, this is from his dream time. During my travels throughout the galaxy, I invited many beautiful creatures to come and live with me, and many accepted gladly. Years ago, I transported seedlings and saplings, and they all live now as companions to thousands of varieties of other trees, shrubs, grasses, and flowers. There are also many species of four-legged beings living here. I admired them during my planetary travels, and I asked each pair to please come and live on my land. The lions lay down with the lambs, as well as many other gentle creatures. The upper surface of my bubble is over 3 miles high and is full of colorful birds, dancing insects, flying mammals, and winged raptors. Songbirds, rushing creeks, and the sounds of song fill the air with conversation and play, and I spend most of my time wandering about the land, caring for its needs, communicating, swapping stories from different genetic memories, and sharing about magical times. One day an angel appeared, and I welcomed her. She came to where I was tending the roses, while with my long white hair. I must have looked every bit of my 300 years of age. I was getting old, but energetically I was still quite strong. I greeted her. Instead of replying, she startled me. She changed into 12 different life forms, starting as a young boy and progressing to the present, all myself. In that moment, I remembered the prophecy that had been given to me so long ago by my grandmother. She said that one day, 12 vibrational aspects of myself would appear in succession, and I would know it was time to go on the most important journey of my life. My grandmother told me long ago that my name had the vibration of the sun. Then the 12 aspects of the angel merged back into one being, and she spoke to me. You, Sananda Ra, are a light traveler from the order of the Messiah, a messenger. You're summoned by the Time Guardians to an emergency gathering. The angel explained that the Time Guardians had discovered a rift in time that was distorting and misaligning the interdimensional portals and the passage gates of time. This rift created frozen time bubbles and was trapping many souls. It was also affecting the flow of consciousness and was a serious situation. The rift could erase soul memory by destroying the Akashic records, which are the archives of all consciousness. Civilizations that had been trapped by polarities of light and dark, or good or bad, had caused separation from source, secretly were controlling many regions of the galaxy for thousands of years. They had created the time rift to stop the Earth-like civilizations from realizing that they are divine, multidimensional, fully capable of instantaneous creation, and able to challenge the power and control the dark side. I had confronted these fragmented souls many times in the past. The Time Guardians were now asking for volunteers from every dimension who could combine their energies and seal the rift. So they asked me to recommend fellow travelers who would be fearless, strong, loyal, and experienced warriors in galactic time travel. I knew many friends who were up to the challenge to help with this mission. The angel told me each volunteer would merge with an aspect of themselves on Earth and then be brought into conscious awareness for this mission. The Guardians planned to gather all of them on Earth by September 9, 1999. Then the angel presented a new and startling condition. This time, we were not just being asked to do battle with the dark side. That's been our method in the past. For this mission to succeed, the travelers would need to absolutely eliminate the dark side, and doing that by merging it with the light. The light and the dark were of equal strength in the lower dimensions, and they needed to be rejoined, transformed into clear light, which existed long before polarities were created, for that was the key to repairing the time rifts and creating heaven on earth. The methods with which we would accomplish this spiritual alchemy were secreted away within our hearts. Discovering the information within ourselves would be the most difficult and challenging task we faced. Once we knew how to do that, we could be sure of victory. The Time Guardians had left energetic keys, holographic blueprints, to help the cloaked volunteers become conscious of who they were and what their mission was. Becoming fully conscious was the first step in recognizing the interdimensional gates. These keys were hidden within the laws of numerology and astrology, within each of the ancient mystery schools, and within certain sacred sites. The keys were also hidden behind the heart of every person on Earth. The travelers would need to discover the holographic blueprint on their own during the course of their lives on Earth. They would awaken, discover the keys, and they would recognize the truth that they had carried within themselves all along. The angel looked into my eyes for a long time and said, "The reason I was sent here was to ask your help as a messenger. the time guardians were concerned that because of your age and everything you'd done already, you would decline this mission because you might not ever return home. They sent me a representative from Spirit so you would know that this mission is supported on the very highest level. The time guardians need you on Earth to help repair the rift in time and realign the interdimensional gates. As a traveler, you'll need to forget everything you know, who you are, and who you were as Sananda Ra. You will awaken and remember in order to help the other travelers become aware of their own spiritual missions. I immediately agreed to help. For I've been resting and waiting and wondering about this day for a long time, and I knew that the time was close because I could feel change shifting and vibrating within and around me. I'd been training my whole life to be part of a mission that would change the consciousness of the universe, including my own. I'd separated myself from others so that I wouldn't be personally attached to any outcome that might affect my mission or my ability to witness. I was ready to fulfill my destiny, ready to go anywhere I was needed. The angel asked me to begin immediately. I would need to change form and merge into a being that my higher self had created in the third dimensional planet Earth. This being was my soul's reflection on Earth with whom I resonated most strongly, and his name was Ken Page. Ken was already a part of me energetically. We were closer than twins, although I don't think he was aware of me. For this mission, I took the vibrational name Rama, which symbolized the balance of male and female. Ken was subconsciously looking for this energetic vibration, and he was on the cusp of spiritual consciousness, but momentarily caught up in the material world, waiting unknowingly for integration with me. Ken lived a life of confusion and separation. And I'm going to continue the rest of this, which is only a few more lines, and then we'll talk more about conscious creation, because we're going to go on a short commercial break now.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at gnc.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net. Thank you.
way it works. Today we've been talking about the abilities to have conscious creation, and Nancy was just about to finish the story of the dream that I had. And you got to remember, this was over maybe 3 or 4 years. I would get little pieces of it that seemed so real. They actually seemed more real than sometimes the physical world. And then it took. Then I had to put it together.
So we've only got another paragraph to read on this, and then we'll talk about how our dreams can help us create what we choose. So, here it is. When we integrated, Ken's spiritual awakening would accelerate, and he would become a healer and a teacher, become aware of everything he was creating, as well as what his clients were creating. A part of our mission was to awaken fellow travelers. As the angel outlined the plan, she assured me I would have guidance and assistance on my mission. She said to rest and prepare my spirit for my journey to Earth. I would remain in a deep sleep until a scheduled atomic bomb test was detonated on Earth. The explosion would temporarily open an interdimensional gate into human consciousness where all the volunteers would enter the human soul plane, but undetected or cloaked. Knowing that this was the moment I'd been waiting for, I said farewell to my land and my companions. I realized then that I had underestimated my love for my home and my family. I would miss them, and hopefully they would await our reunion. So now, this story is no different than the story that you hold within your own heart, the heart of hearts that you have that says, this is what I would choose to create, or this is what I'd like to manifest. And so that story of Ken's is similar in a way of when we're children. Remember, when we're all small, we're very creative. We go exploring intuitively, and we're laughing and playing, and we're very imaginative. So when our conscious mind gets to be around 7 to 9, some of us begin to lose that connection to pure imagination and that inner voice that we've always relied on before. So influencing our realities are many factors, like, you know, where we live and our culture and our family, the religion, our friends, and media. That plays an important role in what we do. So then as we grow and we become adults, most of us end up so influenced by the ideas and emotions of other people that we actually do lose touch with our higher self. Our bodies hold those energetic patterns that are caused by the life trauma that we had from when we were even kids. Those traumas create patterns that maybe some of us don't even understand. We accept them as true, and the energetic patterns are still with us, but they're confused now, and they continue to attract other energies and feelings that build within us, and eventually they have no place to go, either explode or implode. We begin to feel overwhelmed, and our life begins to take on a different form than what we thought we were creating. Our life begins to have hurt or anger or fear or depression or rejection or abandonment or all the other things that we don't want. And basically, that is the development of, or the development away from our connection to higher self. So, you have something to say, add to that?
I have to tell you, I got lost for a moment because the weather's kicking up here and everything's going every which way. I was kind of watching it, so you imagine I got caught up in the weather. Excuse me, Nancy.
That's okay. That's all right. So one of the things we'd like to share with you for a little bit is what we call a fear of creation. And, I mean, you know, what I was just saying was, everything that we now create, because we've gone away from being the childish, intuitive connection to higher self, we move away from that, and our reality becomes something that we don't like, or we feel overwhelmed, or it isn't what we thought we were going to create when we got older. And there's already a lot of pain or fear in the world, and you know, unfortunately, one of the things that we've seen, our experience says that probably 70 to 75% of the people on Earth, they don't actually connect to their higher self because they're in survival mode. You know, I got to pay my mortgage, I got to feed my family, I might lose my job. And with the economy that has been the way it is on this planet in the last year and probably for the next year or two, you know, that puts people in desperation. Desperate situations don't allow for quiet time. I mean, where's the quiet time? Where's the time for me to connect to my inner voice? Where's the space for me to just listen to that? And then maybe there's another percentage of individuals that are here on the planet, and they're caught up in materialism. How much stuff can I get? You know, they're still acquiring stuff. You know, and so what we've been doing is we've been looking for a way to help both groups change so that they can move out of the survival mode and move out of the materialistic mode and find a space where they can have peace or power or just the pleasure of just being with themselves and with their connection to their inner being, their inner voice. And so even though our own story may say, oh, this is the way I believe it has to be, we actually have to look at the way consciousness on the planet is structured in order to see, okay, what can I create? Because when you think about it, we've heard it said, there's nothing new that you can create in the world. Everything that's ever been created has already been created. But yet there are new things that you go, oh, I thought of that, or I could have thought of that, or gee, I did think of that, but this person's looking at it in a different way, like Ziploc bags or Post-it notes or, you know, simple things that we say, you know, duh, we could have created that. So how do we create something new when there's no more space in the world to create anything because everything's already been thought of? There aren't any new thoughts. Are we actually just looking at the same information but looking at it with a new perspective and looking at it in a different way? And that's thinking outside the box. And I think that's what we really do attempt to have people look at, is how can I look at something with a fresh new perspective? How can I gain a different way of looking at it so that for me it makes a change and for me it begins to create something I do want versus all the crap in my life that I don't want anymore?
And you know, one of the things about my dream is I actually did see an atomic bomb go off. You know, I was 8 years old, and we wonder where time is. But my family was crossing over Nevada, I think it was 1955, and we had to cross, you know, you had to cross over the desert at nighttime because you didn't have air conditioning. And we were driving at night, and all of a sudden we saw people on the side of the road, and we kind of stopped to see what they were doing, and they said, oh, the atomic bomb was going to go off. And so we were all there next to a fence kind of watching, you know, what is an atomic bomb and what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, it went from night to day, and it was so overwhelming. My 8-year-old little head just went, ah, oh, it was like the expansiveness of seeing the sun, you know, at night. And the wind, and you felt the sound, and then it scared the heck out of us. We all were running for our cars and screaming and trying to get in the car and get away from something that you couldn't control. It was like the vastness of something, and you were out of control. So we're just going to take a break, and we'll come right back and finish this segment.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about conscious creation and how to do that. Many of us have had insights, and many of us have received information that we just didn't understand because we didn't know what the question was. We got the insight, we got the pictures, but we didn't know what it was supposed to be like, just little pieces of a picture. And so if you can go on our website, and it's so important, if you can do the things you love, do you know you're ahead of the masses, okay? Because the masses are caught up in survival or caught up in what they have to do. So every time you can be creative, that allows for your vibration, your frequency, your soul to connect to your higher self. Anytime you can do what you love to do. At any time that you continue to exercise and feel good about yourself. And if it's cold and it doesn't feel good, then go to the mall and walk around. Exercise. Exercise allows you to move. Higher self is a fluid movement. And so sometimes when we get rigid, we get very small. And that smallness actually disconnects us.
Okay, so how can I create more abundance in my life right now? You know, I'm hearing that question even though there isn't anybody actually calling in on the phone lines for this show. That's the question. How can I create more abundance in my life right now? Okay, I'm going to go walk around the mall. Is that going to help me create more abundance in my life? You know, actually, one of the things we have found is that people continue trying to create abundance but in the old way because that's all we know. And that's defined by the way we've been throughout our culture and our society and our values. And so unless we can figure out a new space in which to create in, create abundance, it's not going to happen. We're going to work 10 times harder to try to create more abundance, and it's still going to look exactly the way it did because we haven't figured out where's my new space. So where's my new space? How do I get into my new space?
Do you want me to answer it?
Sure.
Go for it. Finally good for something. Now, there's a couple of things you can do, and you go on the website, and again, look at the techniques. One technique right away that will change your life immediately within just a week, and that's being fluid, okay? Remember, think of yourself as liquid. You're 75% water. That is absolutely truth. Anything else is probably not quite truthful to you because you don't believe it. If you believed it, it would be true. You're 75% water. Think of yourself as liquid. Add a color that you love. The next time you go by a paint store, pick up a color, little color swatch that's similar to that color. Cut out little squares, put them in places of your house, your business, and keep thinking of yourself as liquid light. That's one way. Do the clearing technique. If you could meditate 7 times a day, that's a state of mind. And if your state of mind was you're clearing, you're taking your power back, and you're loving yourself different than you ever loved before, you will change your entire energetics within 3 days.
And it works. We've taught it to millions of people around the planet, and when they do it, they say, wow, everything feels better. Everything is different. Everything feels okay. And then they feel so good, and it's so simple, they forget that they need to do it because, after all, it's so simple, so maybe it wasn't really working. Maybe I just changed my mind. But that's what helps you change your mind.
And what it does, it gives you a vibration of being less reactive to things you get caught up in, okay? And then the other technique is extremely simple, and that's to change your center to your pineal. That's the center of your head. And just think about changing your center for a few weeks till you develop the other senses that you've never adapted or been aware of. You have some 366 senses. We're only aware of the 5. Could you imagine you could be more sensitive but less reactive, meaning you could be open to higher self all the time, no matter what is happening in your life physically that's not very good or upsetting or controlling? Or
I mean, face it, wouldn't you like to have more senses? There isn't anything more we can cram into our 5 senses. We're already, you know, stuffed to the point where our emotions are on overload. Our life feels like it's chaotic. There is the quiet time. We're all running and trying to do things. We're all existing in a planet where fear has become global. If we can be less reactive to that stuff that's outside us, then it's going to help us feel quieter inside.
And then we bring a different vibration to our house and to our family and people we're working with. And that's one of not being so reactive. And that, of course, creates another space for creating the conscious creation of what you want. And then the other thing is, what is it that you are desiring? And really, when you're in that place of creating, painting, drawing, listening to music, dancing, that's when you want to ask for those things or be clear with what you would like in your life.
Get honest with yourself. You know, if somebody says, how are you? And if you're really not fine, be honest inside yourself and say, I'm not fine. And, you know, the bottom line answer might be, well, I'm not that fine, but you know something? I am pretty good. Start talking positive to yourself in different ways, and that will also help you change your idea. I mean, you're even going to look at the glass, the same glass with the same amount of water, and say, it's already half empty, or it's still half full. That is a way of changing your perception. And the more you care about yourself, the more you accept who you are, the more you like yourself, eventually you love yourself, and guess what? Your world changes because it all begins with inside you. That's how you can consciously create what you want in your life, is to get involved with what's inside you, not what's outside you, but what's inside you.
Next time you're upset, go play that music you love. And when you're playing that music, you will get different insights on the challenges you're in. And that gives you different perspective of it, or different awarenesses. And that awareness is the conscious creation. You're starting to see a bigger picture than the trouble we're in. Okay, so just remember, and it takes practice doing what we love to do, because we don't think we have enough time, and we don't think we have the abilities. And of course, in most cases, it doesn't cost very much money. It's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah, we're all actually moving towards something called instantaneous creation, where everything that we choose is created a lot faster. For some of us, that means, you know, oops, I thought of that, and here it came right in my face. Get over it. So quieting yourself, getting still, actually liking and being honest with you, who you are, is the first step to consciously creating what you want in your life. So, I know we gave you some additional food for thought this time around. Here on the Way It Works radio show, every Thursday, listen in, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Go to our archives on HealthyLife.net and our archives on our own website, and you'll be able to listen to some other information that will give you insight on www.kenpage.com. Email us, let us know you've heard us. office@kenpage.com.
Tell a friend. If you don't tell friends that you've heard us and that we might have insights for them, and remember, there's some great reads there, so go on the website and there's all that information is there. So this is Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor, and many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.